So, Matt Kenseth, here you are. You're not in the playoffs. You're not with Joe Gibbs. Next year is your last race at Phoenix with Joe Gibbs. You got one more race at Homestead. But were you paying attention to the madness that was a couple of those drivers, Chase Elliott and Brad Keselowski, about working their way in to the playoffs?
Well, it's been an off and on track for us. We've had some great runs.
Let me start that off. Matt Kenseth, you haven't had a great you haven't had a great result here in Phoenix. You've had, well, I think it was 15 years ago, your first win, maybe averaging 17th over the last 15, 20 years here at Phoenix. Did you think you had a shot?
Well, it's been off and on track for us. We've had some great runs. Last fall, we ran really great here and had a race in hand and, of course, got that late caution and got wrecked out. And then we've had some bad runs here, like we've had some crashes and blown tires and things like that. So it's been an up and down track. I've always liked it. Just, you know, it's just a real finicky place to get the car exactly like you want it. And we had a good car right away yesterday, so I felt like we were going to contend today.
Are you hearing from your crew chief or anybody as the madness is going on between those that are in and those that are out?
No, not at all. We never talked about it. We just worried about our car, trying to get it better and, you know, try to get it where it needed to be at the end.
However, having said that, when you did make the pass up against Chase Elliott to take the lead and then, of course, take the win, I know you're a metalhead, Matt Kenseth. What, describe that moment in a metal song.
You had to go there, huh? So, you know, man, I shouldn't say this.
For whom the bell tolls?
No, I just got under and over it in my head from Five Finger Death Punch right now. I don't know why.
I never did. I don't remember it. You can be me.
I know I probably shouldn't, and that's not exactly how I feel, but I run the Five Finger Death Punch a lot, and it's great. Ivan is great to run with.
Are you a marathoner as well? Everybody's a marathoner these days.
I've been training. I'm going to run a half in December. Jamie's running the full, McMurray, and I'm running a half, so I've been running a lot lately. Just I needed something during the week to be motivated and aim at, and that's what I've been doing. And plus, you just feel so great when you're done running. And it kind of takes me away from everything for an hour or so.
But drivers aren't athletes. Come on.
Well, I'd say some are more athletic than others, but I would say they're all technically athletes.
Jimmy Spitzer even?
He'd be the others. Some are more athletic than others. But I tell you what, you wouldn't want to fight Jimmy Spencer. He'd knock your block off, man.
Matt Kenseth is joining the Freaks, and Matt, it is bittersweet last time at Phoenix, at least right now, for Joe Gibbs. What are the plans now?
Oh, man, just, you know, got one more race left. You know, got another 7 days of this and go out and try to race hard, get us another win at Homestead, and then, you know, get through the banquet and Thanksgiving and all that stuff and take some time off.
I've got a four-year-old to my right. The significance of this little girl right here.
You already messed that up. She just told you she was three. Just told you. Actually, she told me.
How old are you?
She's free.
The significance of a three-year-old that you can get, I got a crappy day. I go home to that, and it's all over with because it's just, it's golden.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, family definitely puts things in perspective for sure.
Congratulations, buddy. Always proud of what you do, man.
Thanks, man. I always enjoy talking to you guys and seeing you. Thanks.
Brick Nation, just go back and Do yourself a favor. Punch in the lyrics of Under and Over It, and you'll understand the significance of Matt Kenseth thinking about Five Finger Death Punch. The title, Under and Over It, man. I'm over it, dude. Just don't let your almost four-year-old listen to that song because there are some bloody freaking gnarly lyrics in there.
They're cuss words.
Yes, there are.
Oh, my goodness. How dare they?